Blog Talk Radio.
This is Antonio Sabato Jr., and you're listening to Star Dish Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to another episode of Star Dish Radio. Today is September 22nd, 2010. I'm your host, Joanne. Today, we will have Mr. Carter McIntyre from NBC Undercovers with us. From highly praised writer, producer, director J.J. Abrams and executive producer, writer Josh Reams comes a sexy, fun, action-packed spy drama that proves once and for all that marriage is still the world's most dangerous partnership. So let's bring on Mr. Carter McIntyre, who plays Leo Nash. Welcome, Carter.
Thank you very much. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you? Thanks for stopping by.
Good. I'm excited. I'm excited for this show.
Yeah, so am I. It's something different, and especially coming from someone such as J.J. Abrams. It's definitely different for NBC, and why don't you tell us a little bit about the show and your character?
Sure. Well, the show is centered in about a couple, a married spy couple who have been out of the CIA for a couple of years, or actually 5 years, and their marriage has kind of lost its spark. And so when their friend and fellow agent, fellow partner, Leo Nash, which is my character, when I go missing, they're brought back in to the spy game to find him. And in doing so, they kind of rediscover the spark in their relationship, and that's when all the fun and the action and everything we got going on the show, that's when everything gets going. And you start to meet all these different characters and how they all start interacting. And it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun.
So basically, Leo is going to stir some stuff up to get the blooms kind of blooming again.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I get the fun job of being the character. I'm the only one. Leo is the only one who knows the real reason why they left the CIA, and he has some secrets about their past and having had a prior relationship with each of them. Mm-hmm. When they all get together, it creates a really interesting kind of dynamic, and he's the kind of person who really likes to push people's buttons and kind of mess with people, particularly Steven, played by Boris. So we have a lot of fun, and it's just really a fun character to be able to play, just like the kind of guy you're pretending to be when you're a little kid running around on the playground, you know, pretending you're James Bond or something, and always with the wisecrack. And
right.
It's great. It's a dream job, dream job.
So basically, Leo is the instigator and has no filter. He likes to say what he wants to say, and I assume that would be the most fun part because most people don't do that in real life.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you get to kind of take the any kind of filter you would have in a conversation and just say whatever on your mind when you're playing a character like this. So it's really freeing, and you kind of get to be, there's certain social norms which we all have, Joanne, and Leo doesn't have all those. That's fun.
I can imagine. That definitely would be fun. And so many people say throughout the day that they'd love to just go through a day and say exactly what's on their mind, and they just don't do it because of the social aspect of it. So this will be kind of refreshing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really refreshing, and it's fun just to play with that, the kind of the attitude where he's always looking for the next good time, you know. He's always trying to find the fun in the situation. And but at the same time, it's not kind of a one-dimensional character. That side of him is really, in a way, masking a darker past and kind of some darker pains in his life. And you kind of, as we go further with the show, you start to discover some of these things. And it's really, that's a great thing about working with someone like JJ and Josh, is they create these characters, which are so dynamic and fully formed, versus sometimes you get kind of a one-dimensional character. But these guys are so good that they create, I think that's why their shows are so successful, is because it all starts from the character. These characters have different sides to them. And they're real people, you know, they're fully rounded and fully formed. So it's really, you know, just I'm counting my lucky stars to be able to work with these guys every day.
Absolutely. Their characters are, like you said, are fully formed. They're not they have their backstory and their history. It's not like you just go on and this is who you see and that's the end of the story. There's more to peel back as the episodes come through.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the main reasons viewers want to come back every week is because you are learning about these people, something new every week. And there's also a new adventure every week, and they're new, you know, these guys and the couples finding new things about their relationship that they didn't know about each other. That's the kind of cool structure about the show, is that because the two of them have agreed to keep their spy life secret, their past from each other in the spy world, secret from each other, when they're brought back into the spy world, they're rediscovering these things about each other, and they're always constantly surprised. And kind of their relationship gets to deepen as we learn about Leo and as we learn about Hoyt and Shaw and Makia, the sister. So it's a really fun structure and one that gives us an opportunity to really explore all sides of these characters.
Absolutely.
Ryle's having a blast. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I can imagine. Now, I would imagine that this is very action-packed, and do you do any of your own stunts? Is there a lot of things like that for you to explore also?
Oh, yeah, I do. Anything they will let me do, I do. It's amazingly fun. I mean, every day we're out somewhere else. I'm jumping out of a car. You know, there's explosions going off. I'm shooting a gun. There are disguises. We're in different countries every week, several different usually per episode, you know, airplanes. It's crazy. Just the ambition of the show is so large in what we're trying to pull off. We're really trying to make it feel like a blockbuster movie every week, you know. So we're putting a lot of time in, and I think people will really respond to the fun of it, because it's going to feel like a movie every week, you know, a different kind of adventure.
That's awesome, and not for nothing, TV really needed something like that, so I'm excited to watch it. Can you tell me under what circumstances Leo goes missing? Kind of set it up for us for tonight?
Yes, in the pilot, Leo has, basically he works, you know, he's an active agent for the CIA, and he goes missing while he's on the trail of a Russian arms dealer he's been obsessed with, and then I can't really say much more than that.
Mm-hmm.
He's basically
mm-hmm.
missing, and then they are brought in by Gerald McCraney's character, who's amazing, who plays kind of the CIA boss, Shaw, and they're brought in to help locate Leo, and then that's the kind of instigator, that's the pilot light of the show, and then everything kind of snowballs from there. We start meeting everyone, and the hijinks ensue.
Okay. Well, I am definitely looking forward to this. This airs tonight. It's on NBC, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Carter McIntyre plays Leo Nash. Don't miss it. And let's just add in there, he's not too bad to look at either. He'll be easy on your eyes, girls. So
that's not another reason to
tune in. That's, if you don't want to tune in for the action,
tune in
for the eye candy. Well, Carter,
okay.
I really
yeah.
appreciate you spending some time with me this morning, and I look forward to watching the show.
Thank you very much. Thanks very
much. All
right,
and you have a great day and much success to you. Everyone, Undercover Tonight airs NBC, 8 p.m. Eastern. Don't miss it. Have a good day.
Thanks, Joanne. You too.
You're welcome.
Hi, this is Aidan Turner on Stardish Radio.